Welcome in here to another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, as we always speak with Atlantic Head football coach Eric Waldstein. The Trojans got their first victory of the season last week, 21-14 on the road against Denison. Coach, has to feel good against get that W number one under your belt.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have the win. I told the kids after the game, and I told them again on Sunday when we watched film, Monday when we watched film. It was a nice win, but we played pretty sloppy in the second half, and we weren't getting the blocks that we needed to get. And I told them, look, we nothing against Denison, but we should have beat them a lot worse than we did, and we can't continue to play that way, further down the road, because we're just we're in a tough district, and if you don't bring your A game every game, you're going to get beat. So that was really our message, after the game, and just keep it in perspective, and let's get on to Glenwood and district play.
Well, it was nice for your team to get off to a nice start. It was a little bit back and forth at first, but you were able to get on the board there first, and had a little bit of the momentum edge. Denison did turn that around at one point, and it looked like they were kind of taking control of the football game. But it seemed like your team did respond pretty well in those situations. There was one key moment in the game with Brendan Holmes picking up that pass that they thought was a forward pass, apparently, and it was not. And he was Johnny on the spot there to pick up the ball and run it back for a touchdown. That was really a big changing moment in the game.
Yeah, that swung some momentum in our direction. And, Holmes is a heck of a player. And, the last couple of weeks, he's just, he's been in the right place at the right time. And, guys that are great athletes, and have great instincts on the field, they do that a lot. They happen to be in the right place at the right time. Like I said, that got some momentum going our way. We had a few times during the game where, momentum kind of swung our way a little bit. We got to keep that up and, not let teams take that away from us.
Well, it also seemed, of course, that's kind of a unique play, but there were a lot of plays that seemed like on special teams as well, where you were able to do some things well, whereas Denison kind of struggled in that department, that also helped your team get an advantage. You were able to recover a kick. You were kind of kicking some of those short kicks, giving your team a chance to get down there and cover, and it worked out on one play, and it seemed like a lot of those little plays accumulated and helped out.
Yeah, Holmes had a nice punt, that pinned them really deep one time, and yeah, like you said, we did the little popover kickoff, and their guy had some trouble handling the football, and we came up with it, and we did a couple things that that I think they really helped us out in the special teams. And special teams are a big part of what we do, and we practice them every single day. And Thursday we spend the majority of our practice just kind of fine-tuning our special teams and running through them all one more time just to make sure. And I've been coaching for a long time and playing before that, and every coach I've ever talked to, hey, it's a third of the game, and and it is. You got to spend a lot of time working on that stuff if you want to be good at it.
And another thing that fans would notice if they were there watching the game and kind of watch you progress from week one to week two, and they probably noticed this early on in the year, but it really showed up last week. A lot of young guys. There's a lot of freshmen that made impact plays in that game for you last Friday.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Graner, played on offense, wide receiver, had a pretty good game for us. The big one that really stood out was Logan Riley. I mean, and that was just kind of, hey, Logan, get in there. Nate Gifford get a little banged up, and had to throw Logan in there, and I've been telling him all year, hey, you need to know what's going on at all three of our linebacker positions. And he's a heck of an athlete. I mean, he's a big kid, and he flies around. He's got good instincts. By the time he's a junior and senior, the kid's going to be a beast. I mean, he's a heck of a player. And we got a lot of young kids that have a ton of potential, and I'm sure as the season goes on, some of that's going to come out even more, and some of those guys are going to get more and more reps.
Yeah, and one of those plays you're alluding to, O'Reilly got back there and hit the quarterback, popped the ball loose, another big play for your team that kind of turned the momentum. Another thing I noticed down the stretch of the game, I'm sure you would have liked to have seen your offense take control when they had the advantage to kind of put the game away down the stretch. That didn't happen, but on the other side of the ball, though, the defense kind of turned things around and they made the plays to help you seal the win.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice, you know, if our offense could have, you know, got some decent drives going, you know, ran the clock and, you know, just kind of, like you said, controlled the end of the game. But, yeah, we kind of struggled a little bit, and that's kind of where, you know, alluded to the sloppy play kind of came in. You know, but then defensively, yeah, I mean, we came up with some big stops when we needed them. And, you know, I think, you know, that really helped, you know. And, you know, you can't always have things clicking, you know, 100% on both sides of the ball. But, you know, as long as one side of the ball is able to step up and make some plays, you know, that always helps.
Well, I know you talked about just telling the kids, you know, we got to keep working, keep getting better and improving. And if they want to win in this district play, that they're going to need to be very good. But at the same time, getting that win, especially with a lot of young guys making impact plays out there, has to be a nice confidence boost.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, it makes us feel good. You know, it's coaching staff, and, you know, and the kids. I mean, you know, if we played as sloppy as we did on Friday night, and you know, we had, you know, 20 seniors out there playing, you know, I'd really be upset. You know, but, you know, yeah, like you said, you know, we're really young. I mean, we got two seniors, you know, that start on both sides, and, you know, and Ricky Martinez rotates in a little bit there at the defensive line. But, you know, other than that, I mean, we got a lot of sophomores and a lot of juniors out there playing, and now we got, you know, a couple freshmen out there playing. So, you know, everybody thought it was a big deal last year when John McConkey was starting as a freshman, and now we got a few more guys that are going to be getting a few more freshmen starting. So, yeah, hey, that's just, you know, it's the nature of where we're at as a program. And, you know, and I think, you know, the biggest thing, you know, and this is, I tell the guys this from day one, you know, and this is kind of me, you know, coming at it from a college coach standpoint, is, you know, we're going to put the best 11 guys on the field, and it doesn't matter if you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. You know, that's what we're going to do. And, you know, that's football. So, you know, and that's, you know, so that's how some of those guys get out on the field.
And I don't know if that's what the answer or what the reasoning is, but it's not only your team, Coach, that's doing that. There's a lot of teams out there now that are getting those younger and younger guys out there on the field. You know, maybe a lot of it's numbers and participation sometimes. Other times it's just, yeah, these kids are ready to go when they're that young and they're out there ready to make an impact.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, Logan Riley, he's in that position that, you know, he's right up there. He's as good as, you know, a lot of juniors that we'll see, you know, in our district this year, just from a pure athletic standpoint. And, you know, Granner's kind of in that boat, and we got a couple other guys that, you know, are going to be, that are in that boat as well. So, yeah, I mean, we've got some great athletes and some real talent on our team, and, you know, they're just really young. And, you know, I keep saying as a coaching staff, you know, I don't want to look past this year, because we can do some pretty nice things this year. But down the road, you know, this can be a special group of kids, you know, here in the next year or two, you know, as these guys get older.
Well, now you really turn the attention and focus here to some district football. You have Glenwood coming in this week. They're off to a good start. They won a couple of games early on here in the season. What do you take away from them? And I guess, what are you telling your kids? Is it more of a refocus? You know, here we go. This is the important time of year.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing we worked on yesterday in practice, you know, we talked about, you know, on film, is, you know, we've got to start pushing each other. You know, yeah, we don't have a lot of guys, and, you know, that's just, you know, the way it is. But, you know, we need to start pushing each other and work, you know, no more, I call it brother-in-lawing each other out on the practice field. You know, we're friends, so I'm not going to go hard against you if you don't go hard against me. You know, we need to push each other. And, you know, every position, you know, every week is wide open, you know, for a starting spot. And, you know, you want to start on varsity, you know, push the guy across from you, you know, make him work harder. You know, and, you know, that's really been our focus this week, you know, as far as, you know, just making sure we're doing what we need to do in practice, you know. And I think that'll help eliminate some of the sloppy play and, you know, just kind of, you know, the getting up on somebody and just kind of being content. I mean, we need to push a little bit harder and, you know, put the nail in the coffin, so to speak. You know, as far as Glenwood, you know, after watching film, you know, they got some athletes on the field. You know, I think they came away with, you know, their couple wins, you know, against Red Oak and TJ. You know, Red Oak and TJ both made some mistakes that Glenwood was able to take advantage of. And, you know, I think in the long run, you know, Glenwood just, you know, had a little bit better athletes than they did, and you know, and came away with a couple wins. But yeah, I mean, Glenwood's got some athletes, and they're a team that you know, it's going to be a heck of a game, and they're a team that's going to be pushing for, you know, one of those top four spots, for playoff spots for the district.
And just looking at what they've been able to do so far this year, and of course players that they've had that have impacted in the past, their quarterback Colton Werwarding has been able to do some things both throwing and running the football, so he's been an impact player both ways. And Maverick Decker, one of their lead receivers, is also a big impact guy for them. What are you going to do to try to slow down a little bit of that kind of connection between those two guys in the passing game?
You know, we got a couple kids that you know, that can play corner pretty well. You know, Jackson Eden's a pretty good corner. Dylan Sontag's a pretty good corner. Nick Edwards is just coming back this week, and you know, he was a starter for us last year at corner. You know, so, you know, we've got some answers out there, you know, that, you know, I think we can, you know, I don't know if we can handle him, but, you know, we can do a pretty good job of trying to keep him under control. And then, you know, the big thing for us up front, you know, with our front guys and our linebackers is, you know, we just got to keep the quarterback contained. I mean, he's one of those kids that, you know, he gets out of the pocket and he can throw on the run, and, you know, just, he makes some stuff happen. And, you know, if we can keep him contained and, you know, get some hits on him and, you know, early in the game, get him some happy feet, you know, maybe, you know, he won't make those big plays.
And this is kind of an interesting comparison game, too, between the two programs. They're really kind of in similar situations. Coach Faust has just been down there in Glenwood now for, I believe this is year three for him. So, you know, maybe kind of those measuring stick type points for your teams, getting used to the program and settling in. So it maybe makes for a little bit more interesting contest.
Yeah, I mean, we're both kind of in the same boat, you know, kind of still in the process of building our programs. And, you know, he's got a few more kids to work with than we do, but, you know, that's, you know, Glenwood's a lot bigger school than us. So, but yeah, I think, you know, it'd be a good game. And like you said, kind of a little bit of a measuring stick of, you know, where they're at as a program and where we're at as a program. And, yeah, I think it should be a heck of a game.
Well, of course, every week I always got to ask you the question, health-wise, Coach, how'd he come out of week number two?
You know, we, you know, Nate Gifford, went down pretty early in the game. You know, he's got a little bit of a knee injury. We're still waiting on some MRI results to come back. But, you know, we're hoping that it's nothing too serious. You know, maybe a little meniscus or some cartilage. But, you know, we'll know more here in the next couple of days, you know, as that stuff comes around. And, you know, other than that, you know, we came through really healthy. I mean, guys that have been banged up, you know, after week one, you know, just, you know, with some bumps and bruises and some strains here and there. You know, those guys made it through the Denison game really healthy, and, you know, they feel really good this week. So, you know, besides maybe Gifford and Reno from the first game, you know, we should be at full strength and ready to roll.
And it's kind of fun as a coach, too, when you get into these, you know, third, fourth games of the season where you're starting to get a little bit more comfortable with everybody's doing out there. Maybe everybody's figuring things out a little bit more. Maybe you get to throw a few more wrinkles in there as well, some other things that you'd like to do offensively and defensively. Do you feel like your team's, you know, getting to that point where you're adding a few more things along the way?
You know, offensively, we always, you know, we add a few wrinkles, you know, every week. You know, it's not no whole grade changes or anything, but, you know, we'll tag a route or two, or, you know, maybe tweak one of our run plays just a little bit, you know, that we see on film that, you know, hey, maybe we can try this week. You know, from a defensive standpoint, you know, first week we played kind of an odd defense, you know, because of the Corenda spinner back. This past week we actually got to, you know, we got to run our defense. This week, you know, we're kind of running our defense a little bit, but, you know, again, with, you know, a lot of the option, the belly option and the veer and midline stuff and speed option stuff that Glenwood does, you know, we've got to tweak a few things, you know, to just make it fit a little bit better. But, you know, yeah, the biggest thing, you know, as we get, you know, into the season and you get a couple weeks in, you know, as more guys get more playing time, you know, that's where we really get to kind of see, you know, oh, hey, wow, this kid's a lot better than we thought he was. We need to get this kid on the field more. You know, because it's hard to evaluate guys when, you know, they're going against a freshman or a kid that, you know, they outweigh by 40 pounds, you know, things like that, you know. But once you get in the game and the bullets start flying, you get a better idea of, you know, where kids stand, and you know depth chart changes, you know, and all that kind of stuff happen. Just, you know, you get to see what guys can really do when the bullets are flying.
Well, Coach, it's already been fun to see the progress you've made here so far, and we hope that that continues here this week. Good luck against Glenwood.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, that's Atlantic Head football coach Eric Waldstein, and that's going to wrap up Trojan Preview here on KJAN.